Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Welcome to Hicksville.
Avec Véronica.
Which does get about a bit. Last week it was Orvieto for a wedding in a town hall, about the same time as that other rather more ostentatious nuptial ceremony in Venice. What I didn't tell you about Orvieto was its magnificent 14th century Duomo. It is sublime Italian Gothic, built of white marble with variegated green and grey stripes running through the marble. The amazing sculptures on the front elevations depict the terrible things that happen if you end up in hell. Inside the two chapels, there are frescoes by the masters of early Renaissance art, Fra Angelico and Luca Signorelli. But there is a heartwarming story attached to the beautiful Duomo. In 1944, as the Allies were pushing the German troops north, many places being damaged en route, but when British Major Richard Heseltine and his men reached the Piazza del Duomo, they marvelled at its beauty, but so had the German Oberleutnant Alfred Lersen, who was Stadtkommandant at the time, who sent a white flag to the British Major, with the Bishop of Orvieto by his side, saying, "We must not destroy this jewel of a hilltop town. Fight we must, but not here." And so this was what used to be called a gentleman's agreement. The Germans were as good as their word, and fighting resumed 20k away from the town with full ferocity. But Orvieto was spared. Major Robert Heseltine lived long enough to return to the grateful municipality some 20 years ago. The German officer was never found, but will always be remembered by the citizens of Orvieto and all lovers of Renaissance art. Lovers of contemporary art adore the work of David Hockney. He is 90 now and still working in any medium that interests him. And he does everything his way, from his flat cap to his round glasses to his cigarette on the go. He has followed the beat of his own drum all his life, not unlike his great hero Picasso, who lived for his art, although several ladies got entangled with that most macho of Spaniards. In this respect, he and Hockney's paths took different roads, but their art. At the weekend, I whizzed into the Fondation Louis Vuitton. I've seen many of his exhibitions and in the inventive light room, which projects paintings on the walls of a cube, but I'd never seen as many together, filling each room with that fabulous space with their bright colours and playful quirks, especially when I found myself in his full moon room. Just as I am with every full moon in the jazz, I was moonstruck. Wonderful. The exhibition closes at the end of August. Now from Paris to One Night in Broadway, What I Did for Love. Guaranteed to stir your emotions in the courtyard of the Château de Terrobe, where I first came across David Levy with his Voix Humaine. This summer show was very easy on the ear, with a fine company of singers, Rémi Palazzi, the irrepressible Barbara Scaff, Frédéric Struck, and Sandrine Bendia, three of whom were part of the cast of Les Fantastiques, which we famously performed in Lectour in 2019. I say we. Luckily for everyone, I didn't sing. But I was very memorable, I'm told. It's 1 week away, on the 17th at 8 p.m, and it's best to book on https://www.gers-armagnac.co/billetariel. Or you can turn up with €25 held tightly in your hand. Other than that, this week, Gregory Bobato and Philippe Candelon have the first of their summer dinners at the Domaine de Souffneuf. That's this Friday. And over at Mas d'Auvignon, they'll be bouncing those square balls in a fiercely contested competition on Saturday the 12th. Quirky and lots of fun. Next time, it's the return of Les Nuits d'Armagnac.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
A plus.
www.dfm930.com